start. Stiff as you with a tart. You can't all work. You can't all work for 30 minutes. The second you finally reach is little. So it's got the beep. It's the B.I.S.O.D. So deep. Oh, it's got the beep. Yes, so. Freezes.
So, how you doing? This is,
Blar Blar!
It's our podcast.
Hi, Blar Blar.
This is T&K Podcast. This is T. I'm K.
K.
K. T. So, we really don't know what we're talking about yet. We're just going to talk about whatever. Any subjects?
I already said printer cartridges. You don't
printer
like
cartridges. So, we were at the store today looking for printer cartridges, and this is like the second time it's happened. Probably like the 18th time it's happened to me, because every time I go there, I don't remember what kind of printer cartridge I'm looking for.
You think it's a bracelet, man?
It's actually a pretty cool bracelet.
I mean, it's multiple uses, right?
But what would you need all those keys for?
It depends on what keys I put on here.
Yeah, but those keys right there, are the very, that's a prototype.
Well, yeah, it's a prototype. Obviously, it's not even the right size.
Well, no. I mean, that would be for like a much... No, still too big.
Or it could be like the neck lady with the rings on their neck.
So
but then she has a use for it because she can unlock shit.
But then she has to like put her face up
well,
to the lock.
Well, you could put one of them strings on it so she can stretch it out and unlock stuff and snaps back to her
neck.
What if
it snapped so hard that it like broke her vocal cord or
staggered? Well, she's already got rings there. Even if her neck's broken, she's supported by the rings.
The vocal cord. Then she wouldn't be able to talk.
She doesn't need to talk.
Because she has rings, she doesn't need to talk.
She's a ring neck lady.
So they just don't need to talk all the time?
Their only purpose in life is to stand around with rings on their neck, isn't it?
I don't know what they do. Like, what do they do?
They put rings on.
We should find
I
someone.
I know about this. The research.
We need to find someone that has them.
We're never going to find somebody. Because
we could try. We could call random people and ask them if they have rings on their neck.
Well, let's call somebody.
And
right
if
now,
they do.
Call them.
There's no service in here.
Well, what fucking kind of broadcast booth is this?
It's so horrible broadcast booth. Do you have... service?
I don't have... Ow.
Who would we know nearby that would actually have rings
probably
on their neck?
Your boss is about to come in here and discover that your broadcasting studio isn't a broadcasting studio at all, but it's your...
Just a random office.
It's a random office. I have no service.
I have one bar E,
but
whatever
anyway,
that means.
Yeah, they put the ring on, and then over time they add rings, so it stretches out their neck, because in their culture, a long neck is... foreseen as a fucking awesome thing, I guess. It's like attractive.
I don't get it.
That's all I know about printer cartridges.
Yeah, pretty much we didn't know what kind it was, so we didn't buy it, and we come here and we were wrong. By the time you go get the new printer cartridge, it's going to be forgotten again. But
you
there
were
was
dead certain it had a one in it.
It did not.
No one.
But then it threw me off because random guy
no
that knows everything.
One. No one. Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. I like that song. Random guy that knew everything brought over the 1901 cartridge that was about the same price range as the other ones. I just knew that it was $15. It's a call failed. Okay, so we just tried to call someone and it didn't work.
What happened to this thing?
It's just
like small now.
Because
oh,
we're going
okay.
So far, it just shrunk. You're the expert on this.
I'm not. I'm not the expert on anything.
So we've already called and talked to Siberian guy, which we'll probably call him again
who
next week.
Who the fuck is that guy anyway?
He lives in between Czech and Siberia.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Wherever that's at.
Whatever.
But,
you are you going to bleep the swear words?
Bleep.
I didn't say bleep. I didn't say any swear words.
You going to say any what?
We should bleep.
Damn it.
We should bleep the fucking swear words.
Like ourselves?
And then when there is no swear word, we'll put
an asterisk?
No, when we hear a beep, like in the background, we'll replace it with a swear word, so it's fair.
Were we going to be broadcasting out of a hospital where there's...
You never know, we're in a random fucking office right now.
Where there's random beeps.
Beep, beep, fuck, fuck. Every fuck, 2 minutes there's a fuck, shit. It's like we're in a Tourette syndrome hospital or something.
That might work. We'll have to check into that.
Would there be a hospital where they specialize in that?
There could be.
That would be a crazy place to work.
That would be a pretty crazy place to work.
I just said that.
So I do this thing every night where I watch Friends before I go to bed.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much the greatest show ever. But I get lazy and I like watch a disc for like a month and then I'll change the disc out. So by the time I'm going to bed, I'm like memorizing everything. You know what I'm saying?
Said a lot of lines.
Yeah.
That I could not recall. You know, I've seen it thousands of times too.
Yeah, Friends is a good show. Do you do that? Do you ever watch like a show before you go to bed?
I don't watch a show. I listen to the TNK podcast every night before bed.
That's a great thing to do. You should probably listen to it in your sleep. That way,
it's not even possible. It doesn't fucking exist
yet. It's existing right now.
It is. Well, it doesn't exist until you hit the save button, though. Right now, it's just it's lead in a pencil inside the pencil. It's not on the paper yet.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
So I'm flipping through these blank pages right here, right?
You mean like the newscasters?
Yeah.
When you gotta stack them, then you gotta pretend like you're getting them organized.
And
read the teleprompter.
The authorized access only. Why do we have three? Never mind. Someone's coming.
Someone's coming. Show's over.
You think they're coming in here, or they're gonna?
Well, why would they rattle the doorknob and then go somewhere else?
They didn't come again
here. Is it locked?
No. If it was locked and they finally got in here and it was just me and you sitting here, it looked a little odd.
Who rattled the doorknob that's unlocked and then walked away?
Some that are just talking?
We both would.
They might, yeah.
Be honest.
They think we're coming in. They walk away.
Hey man, could you open the door? It's stuck. And then we just leave.
Let's go ahead and get this stupid check guy on the phone, see what he has to say to us today. Dial his number up.
Who's the stupid check guy?
Yeah. You just call him and talk to him. He has no idea what's going on today.
How do you know a random check guy?
I just looked it up.
Okay.
Mr. Check Guy, we're here to talk to you with about some things with the stuff, okay?
Okay, it sounds like good premise. What do you want to know?
Okay, so I know you had a barbecue, so what kind of barbecue are you cooking today, huh?
We cook all kinds of things, like Siberian tiger, we cook also this, and whatever creature we find in ice, we cook. We must skin it first and remove hair, but then we...
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, so you're from Czechoslovakia, huh?
I am from Czechoslovakia, yes, but also Siberia. I come from a place in the middle.
Oh, a place right in the middle of Siberia and Czechoslovakia, huh? So,
that's right, on the ocean.
So what do you think about the television show, Friends? Do you like the show Friends?
I speak of Friends many times with battle buddies because what happens is we go to war and we watch this movie that is not a movie and we comment on it all the time. It's a good show, yes.
Okay, yeah. And have you ever had a beer?
What is this beer? We drink vodka here. We don't drink this beer.
Oh, vodka. What's your favorite color of vodka?
My favorite color is not... It's clear, obviously it's vodka, but the label is most important.
Oh, the label, huh? You like Schlettke's vodkas?
You say swear words. I don't believe in saying swear words, but...
Oh, I apologize. My Czechoslovakian's a little dry and rusty here, so I'm not really too sure what I'm always saying. Let's just keep moving on here. Have you ever heard of Starbucks? Do you even know what a Starbucks is?
Did you say Starbucks? Because yeah. I played this game.
Not Star Fox. Starbucks, the coffee place. Star Fox is a great game. But Starbucks, you know, coffee. You ever had coffee?
You don't drink coffee unless it's flavorful vodka because you can't drink coffee, you must drink.
Oh, okay, like a white Russian. You like the white Russians?
You shut your mouth because that idiot is behind our country and we do not speak of this.
Oh, we don't. You call it a purple check, huh?
Now you got it.
Okay.
That's what we speak.
So, you guys in? You just started summer vacation there, didn't you?
What is this vacation speak of? Because we harvest Siberian tiger all year round. We do not take break because if we take break, we do not eat food for child and wife.
Have you ever almost died of starvation?
Nearly every day, my friend. I almost die of starvation, but there's always one more tiger, I find.
That's very good. You're probably the reason the tigers are almost extinct. You know that, right?
But that is okay, because I'm not extinct. That is the goal.
That's a very good goal.
Do you masturbate to my voice, my friend?
I could, yeah. That would be pretty. I think you think this is Howard Stern, but it's not.
They come over for no reason. He says he talked about masturbation. I don't know what he wants, but he's a winner and he has a fork.
Okay. So my last question before we move on and I hang up on you without telling you anything that's going on is what kind of car do you actually drive?
I drive Tiger. I have Tiger. What do you mean car? Because Siberian, it's mostly snow. We do not have cars here. We have nothing but Siberian Tigers. That's all we have.
So you kill the Siberian Tigers, but you also use them as a car. So how does that work for you?
We wait till they get old and they cannot carry us anymore. Then we eat them. That is just how it works.
So what would happen if the zombie apocalypse came to actual where you are?
We would probably kill them because we want to survive. You know, once the Siberian tigers are gone, we must eat something. You know, so we probably harvest these zombies and eat them for dinner.
So you would eat the zombie?
We would eat the zombie, but mostly just the brain of the zombie.
All right, sounds good. Well, I'm going to let you go, and thanks for calling in.
Okay, random stranger, we did not call. You called us, but I don't know if you're FBI, but okay, I did not do anything wrong, so do not arrest me.
All right, well, you have a great day, and use some Tiger Horse. Thank you.
Okay, I arrest Tiger Horse.
All right, that was Chet, guys. So now we're going to switch on over to Hansel and Franzel or whatever and let them do their little five...
Who the hell are these guys now?
You crazy German guys. They just like to talk about whatever's good in Germany. I don't know if we'll
have friends from
back.
All over the world. You're
all over the world. Nah.
Swear, right?
Fuck.
Hello, Gunther. This is me, Hansel.
Yeah, hello.
That is good.
Yeah, what is
that? Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel.
That is good.
Bratwurst?
Bratwurst.
That
is good. Dunkel?
Dunkel.
Dunkel.
Dunkel?
That is good. Organized train system?
That is good. That is good.
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut?
That is good.
Scheduled playtime?
Scheduled playtime?
Must only have time play at scheduled time?
That is good. Close on Sunday.
That is good.
Guten Tag.
Guten Abend.
Tschüss.
Ciao.
That is good.
Heil Hitler. Das ist gut.
Nein. Das ist not good. Das ist not good. Nein.
Heil Hitler.
Nazi zombies. Das ist gut.
SS. Das ist gut. Too soon?
Too soon.
Nein.
Das ist nicht gut.
Hansel.
Das ist gut.
Sorry, I thought.
Bah.
All-time great movie.
So is there no segue back into the show?
Oh, yeah, the show. We'll segue back into the show. Okay. We're just doing a couple segments.
Oh. Like in, what's that movie? The Centipede Person.
I've never seen it.
Well, it was like...
For some reason,
attached to buttholes.
I heard about this movie on Netflix, right?
I have no idea. I've never seen it. But
the Human Centipede?
The Human Centipede.
Never seen it.
Never want to see it. I'm just saying, you're talking about segments. That made me think of it.
What was that? The movie with Encino Man, and he hijacks a radio station, and he tries to push his band CD.
Scooby-Doo?
Metalheads or...
Airheads.
Airheads, there you go.
Airheads.
That's definitely not a greatest movie of all time.
No, no. Barely remember that movie.
Barely do too. I knew it had squirt guns. What should we just classify? Top 10 greatest movies, go.
Oh, shit. Groundhog Day?
10?
We'll call it 5, and then I'll go to 7, and then back to 3, and then... How about that?
Okay, go.
Groundhog 5. Day. Terminator 2.
Is that 4 or 6?
It's 3. I need to write this down, because I'm confused already.
Terminator 2 is your number...
Give me your blank paper.
That one's not blank. This one is...
This one is blank.
Someone's running around with people.
Groundhog Day?
It's 5.
That
number 5.
Number 5. Number 3.
Number 3.
Terminator 2. Number... You're not going to like this one. Most people don't like it. I don't care. Number... I would say 9. Castaway.
I like Castaway, actually.
So many people whine about, there's nothing going on, there's one actor, and all he does is walk around an island.
Wilson was in it.
I like it. Wilson was in it. So was Dr. Spalding.
Dr. Spalding.
He was mentioned. He got an honorable mention. He wasn't actually in the show.
Let's go. Let's hear your number 7.
Shit.
We're doing odds.
Number 7 is, is there a time period when these movies?
Nope. All time.
Number 7, Breakfast Club. And I can't even tell you why, because it's really not that good of a movie.
It is, actually.
It is, but it's like...
The scene where he's screaming and dancing, and then the glass breaks?
Which
reminds
me,
happen?
Back to the Future.
How are you going to place this?
Back to the Future?
You have to do it as a trilogy, because that could easily take up 3 slots there.
Okay. Yeah. What number would it be?
12.
12?
Back to the Future trilogy, greatest movies of all time. Where would you rank that, greatest movies of all time?
Low.
Low?
Low.
It wouldn't even be on your top 10?
I may not be the subject group you're looking for, though.
No, now you're on the show, so you're kind of like a guru.
12. No, I can't make it 12. I mentioned it.
You're on our show now. You're kind of a guru. We have no choice.
Back to the Future.
All royalties will not be paid to this man.
No royalties will be paid to anyone. We don't have any income. I named it number 6.
Number 6?
That's for the whole trilogy. I don't even know what numbers I'm missing because I have 5, 6, 3, 7, 9.
This is a horrible listing system. Why didn't you do 10? Get 10 out of the way.
Get 10 out of the way? Does it have to be top 10? Yeah. Be off the wall, write a movie just to fill the 10 slot.
Sure. We'll do top 9 with 10 honorable mention.
10.
This is horrible.
You should have done top 5. Done.
But there's obviously at least 4 more movies you think are better than these ones.
It doesn't matter. Those are the first five.
All right, so the best movie would be Terminator 2, followed by Groundhog Day, followed by BTTF Trilogy, followed by Breakfast Club, followed by Castaway. Top 5.
This is a horrible list. Who wrote this?
I'm going to call him in and ask him questions. I don't know what are we going to ask him.
You can't use his name either.
No, we won't.
Yeah, you have to. Hey, you.
Hey, big guy.
What's my nickname? Hey, do I do on the radio? Code name, Scopa.
The code name?
Because nobody really knows what.
Hey, what do you got the Kevlar for?
I move around trucks and trailers.
Come talk to us, man. Come on in here.
No, sorry. If you like me, back
on the door. No, come on in.
I like coming to door with
him. What?
He's superstitious of doorways?
Why?
It's a building.
This is still a doorway.
It's a door, though.
It's not a portal to another dimension, dude. It's a hole in a wall.
It'll suck away my soul.
You're moving vehicles.
Right,
what did you do for lunch?
I drove all the way to Graff, got two Vat forms, and I stopped by Burger King, picked up two BK quad stackers, a small fry, and a large Coke, ate that, and then came back.
How was it? Was it good?
Very detailed. Very detailed.
Fulfilling.
You have fun this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you go to the X Games?
Maybe.
What do you think of the X Games?
What, which
like part? Just in general.
The X part.
What's your favorite sport?
Probably anything to do with motocross.
Motocross. Who's your favorite motocrosser?
Oh, where'd Bob go?
Bob Vila?
You asked me. No, Travis Pastrana.
Ah, who's that?
That's not Bob at all. That's Travis.
Yeah.
Bob.
Why do you like him? Because of his flowing locks?
His flowing locks.
Does he have hair?
No. Very, very.
He's like me?
Actually, yeah.
So his non-flowing, non-locks.
Kind of shaggy?
It varies. Like a...
What kind of bike does he ride? Kawasaki?
Suzuki.
Suzuki? Why do you like Suzuki?
I don't like Suzuki.
But he does?
You know what my favorite bike is? The favorite one I can fucking ride.
Is that Bob?
Yeah, it's Bob.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm not Bob.
What's going on here, Bob?
Hey, Bob, what you doing there? You
hey,
like motocross, Bob?
Let's talk about you, Bob.
You like this Travis Kawasaki hey, guy that drives a Suzuki? Kawasaki?
Travis Suzuki guy?
Yeah, Travis Suzuki. He rides a pastrami or something.
What was his name?
A pastrami.
What was his name? Travis Pastrami? He rides a Suzuki?
The first guy to ever do the double backflip in freestyle motocross.
Yeah, now somebody's done a triple, right?
No. Not even attempted. Then,
have you seen
landed a front flip, though.
Have you?
No.
Have you ever attempted?
No.
What kind of motorcycle do you have?
Do I have?
Yes.
I have a pit bike and a Gixxer 600.
Do you have a 600? What year?
2007.
What do you have?
I thought he was going to say Huffy.
I got a miniature bicycle.
Miniature bicycle.
But I'm going tonight. I'm buying
a miniature bicycle.
Dirt bike.
You are tonight?
Yeah.
Where?
Don't worry about it. No, I can't give away all my sources.
I'm not going to go buy it before you. I'm broke.
Just like an FBI source that you taken out.
No, it's a place right there in Amber called ACU. It's
Craigslist.
Think of Pep Boy. You know what Pep Boy is?
Yeah.
Think of that, but like Germans.
I know what it is. They sell those scooters too, right?
That's cool.
Do you guys like Germany?
No.
Why not?
I dislike it. I love Germany. I hate this one.
What's this place?
That's kind of a paradox, man.
Got to ask you one question. Both you guys answer, not simultaneously, one and then the other. Answer as honest as you can, please. I really, really need to know this. Just because you look like you might, but you're questionable. Do you ever jerk your dick while you're driving?
Never tried it, but
I'm not looking for sexual. You do?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Backwards.
Have you?
Backwards. I thought about it, but I've never done it.
I mean,
I've done it. I've had this conversation with a lot of people. And
really?
Yeah.
How'd you pull it off without getting caught?
Without getting caught driving?
No, jerking your dick as you're driving.
No, you get a girl to do that shit for you.
No, I asked if he's ever done it.
Yeah, I've done it before. I drive a big-ass truck. I'm like above
everyone. That's true.
I'm above everyone.
I'm above
everyone. I drive above everyone else.
So do you use that to your advantage? Like, oh, she has nice tits, and then...
I guess. Oh, that's a good idea. They're not your... It was a long drive from Pennsylvania to Kansas. Long fucking way. I got bored.
What can I do to stay awake?
Yeah.
Oh, this is adverse effect. Adverse effect.
We had this conversation at my last unit, and there was, me and like three of my friends have all done it, and we asked everybody else, and no one else had done it.
Throw mine.
My friend said that was the first thing he did after he bought his Camaro.
He just drove around
and jerked off. I was like, wow,
Did you have a driving sock, or did you just do it free-willy?
I don't know. If you have a driving sock,
you don't know. You said you
don't. I don't have a driving sock. Like, I don't, this is not a, like, hey, it's all the time thing. Never pull out my driving sock in front of the seat.
Hey, I'm going to Graff. That's a good 20-minute drive.
I don't get that bored going to Graff.
Well, I'm not saying I
have. Like, no, no, no. 13 hours of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so you were prepared for the trip, and you brought your driving sock.
Well, no.
Or you just like, reach back and pull it out of the
chair. You can't just put it all over the steering wheel.
Listen, I don't know about you, but it's not like... I bet you he has.
Not him.
It's not...
I bet you he
has. Yeah, he probably has.
Listen,
that guy has, definitely.
It's not like pre-planned. It just has
Gilmer
to happen. Gilmer said that on a convoy, he beat off in the passenger seat in like a hammock. He said that he had his bag stacked up between, so he just beat off in the passenger seat as he was in the
TC. Where is he? We need to talk to him.
He must come in here.
That
he's
scared-looking kid that was walking
around? No.
The scared-looking kid?
That is horrible.
This conversation is taking an awkward turn, but
you started it.
You did start it.
Yes, you did.
True.
Yeah.
Good. No, habit. I'm not. I like it. Dust is good.
I like it.
Good matter. What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with us.
Yeah.
We're the normal ones here.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about making a change.
Hey, one for one swap. I'm all in it.
You want to work up there?
Yeah.
So basically, we just asked them if they have ever jerked off while they drive.
Oh, I did once in high school. I was on the ditch. I was good up to the end. So crescendo, is this thing, whatever?
You can't do this on the on-ramp if you have a stick shift.
I was growing and growing, and next thing I knew, I was in neighbor's pasture.
Such an orgasmic drive.
Did you ever wonder if, like, you make a face and the person next to you sees you making this face and wonder what the hell you're doing to make that face?
At that point, you don't care.
You got the superstition part. That's like halfway, and then you get that like quarter, and you're just like, fuck, should I stop or should I keep going? And then you get the last part, and you're just like, I don't give a fuck.
He's at the point where he stares right at the driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guess what I'm doing up here? Yeah. Bet you didn't think I was doing that.
So that's the end of the show. And
we're doing the closeout.
Yeah, it's pretty much the end. Done with those guys.
I didn't understand the arrows.
Well, there's a lot of explanation points too. They're not really arrows.
Would you call it an explanation? Never mind. Subject for a different day.
All right. Well, thanks you guys for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Cue the song.
It's a blue song of death.
Yeah.